The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Empowerment Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericaempowerment.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management. Have you ever noticed that sometimes life just feels easier, especially when judgment of you or anyone else ceases to exist? What if you could function from that space all the time? What if gratitude is the key? Every time you are grateful for someone or something, a new universe opens up. What difference can you create in your life and the world from the energy, space, and consciousness of gratitude? Here are the hosts of Beyond Saying Thank You.
Hello, everybody, and so very welcome to Beyond Saying Thank You. My name is Susanna Mittermeier, and I'm so happy because we have a very special show today, because today we're actually all three hosts on one show. How does it get any better than this? So you have three in one, ladies and gentlemen. Really, really wonderful. So we have Anne Maxwell here. Hi, Anne.
Hi, Susanna.
And we have Jonas Benson.
Hi. I'm sorry to say, I'm not sure it will get any better. I'm sorry. No, just
exactly. And it's such a pleasure to have all of us here. We've been having the show for, I think, a year now. It's, you know, time and space and all that. And we've been having one show each per week, and you've been listening to three different perspectives on consciousness, on the Access Consciousness tools. And it's funny because we have a different perspective. We've been hosting the shows and you've been listening to the shows and have, you know, heard different ways of facilitating and you know, different life stories and all that, and all your questions that you called in for asking and contributing with your awareness. So we're really, really grateful. We're beyond grateful, beyond saying thank you. And so actually, you know what, guys, this is actually our last show in this format. And so we are really thrilled about this, and we're full of gratitude. And we had a meeting yesterday where we actually knew it was time to create something different and to move on. And what that will look like, we don't know. We just know it's time to create something different. And all this energy of total gratitude came up in our world of, you know, what we have been contributing to each other, what we are contributing to each other, what we're contributing to the world. And having a radio show with the name Beyond Saying Thank You, this energy of Beyond Saying Thank You, this huge gratitude was so present in our world and is present in our world. And we really wonder, so what's possible? What now? What's possible to generate and create now? And we're talking about what if, you know, what you think is the end actually isn't the end, but is the beginning of something greater. So this is how I would like to open up the show today for what else is possible. With all the things that you think, oh, they're coming to an end, and you will miss the person, you will miss the things that come to an end, and all the drama that gets created, and what if there's something different possible, right, guys?
Yes.
Yeah. Go in.
Yeah, that was probably the most beautiful start on the show we've ever had, Susanna. You won that prize.
Yeah. Was awesome.
No, but I just want to fill in with what Susanna's saying, because we were talking yesterday, and yeah, the energy of something different came up, and we talked about that in all different kinds of ways, and it was so interesting because all three of us instantaneously felt that, okay, so this is the start more on the next step than the end of something else. You know, after a couple of seconds of that weird energy of like, oh, hang on, is not everything going to be as always anymore? It's like 2 seconds and then, wow, That is cool. And I think it's so amazing how the energy of gratitude just showed up so fast. I'm thrilled to even have the pleasure to even, you know, have the chance to be with people like that and work with people like that and have people like that around me. And what would it take to have even more of that to show up in my life? Oh, that was the first tool for today. Did you all notice?
Say it again so people can know how to use it.
Oh, shit, I've already forgot. What was it? Oh, what would it take to have... Exactly. What would it take to have even more of that to show up in my life? Hopefully I say something and then, okay, that's it. That's gone.
That's it.
Yeah, that is a great tool, by the way.
Yeah. And I, you guys are amazing, and I'm so grateful to have been on this show with the two of you and with all the listeners out there. And that energy that Jonas and Susanna were talking about when we had the meeting yesterday really was the energy of change. And change, it never shows up the way I think it's going to. And sometimes it's not comfortable, and sometimes... And so, like, I can't even remember the tool that Jonas just did because it just fried my brain. But when I make a change like this, if I view it as a loss, it takes me backwards down a rabbit hole so fast. And if I view it the way we were yesterday, what is this? And what else is possible here? And what else can we create together? And what's going to create the most, and what's going to expand us and, you know, access consciousness, everything that we're doing right now, there's a whole different energy. There's all these possibilities that pop up, and it's like, oh. And Susanna and I were talking before the show, and it's like I went into a beyond. But it wasn't a bad space. It's like, and maybe it wasn't even a beyond. It's just this space where there's no pat hand anymore. Like, we don't have the radio show every Tuesday that one of us is going to do. There's space there, and it's just different. It is so cool.
It is.
And who knows?
Like,
maybe we will have the radio show every Tuesday.
Maybe we will.
Again, we are, just for everybody listening, like, we honestly don't know. that is the truth. Like, we don't know exactly what will show up. In any way, so yeah, let's not even try to define it. But I mean, just that I love that explanation, Anna, of the energy of that beyond that showed up as a possibility, not as a freak out.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And it's also when you know, it's like, and I'm sure your listeners have had those moments when you have this knowing in your world that more is possible. You know, you have your life, you have your job or your business, your family, those things that seem to be the same every day. And then somewhere, you know, more is possible. And then, you know, once you start asking, hey, universe, this knowing I have in the back of my head that more is possible, you know, what's it going to take to actualize that? Show me what's possible. Like, really ask for it. If that's what we've been doing all the time. And then it's so easy to want to go to a conclusion and want to have an answer and want to know how it looks like. Like, we were asking about this yesterday. And we were kind of, you know, like, you're trapped in this. Should we have the radio show? Should we not have the radio show? So you go into this either or, should I stay or should I go, whether it's a job or a relationship or something. And this is where you trap yourself because you try to find a conclusion, an answer, rather than what if you go beyond the form and the structure of things. Like, maybe it doesn't have to look a certain way. You don't have the answer right away. But get the energy of what it is you know that's possible, that's greater than what's showing up in your life right now, and ask for that, and don't rush to conclusion. Don't rush to a conclusion where it has to show up a certain way, because this is where things start to show up. And what we actually did was we were asking each and every one of us individually, actually we're asking to be more in the world, to be and receive more, you know, whatever it is, you know, possibilities, yeah, you know, business-wise, money-wise, like everything, like demand, this demand of being and receiving more, that is just like, wow. And then you not, you know, you don't have the answer right away of how it looks like, but this door opens, and this is where you got to trust that, oh, okay, I don't have to have the answer. I can just trust that this door opens, and now what else is possible, right? Cool.
Right.
So, Jonas, you were talking about, you know, in the beginning when you open up, it's not going to be as usual. It's like many people have this necessity of, you know, maintaining things as usual. And it's like this rightness or this necessity of it, you know, things show up as usual and it's going to continue as usual, and then having this point of view with, you're going to miss something, or things are going to die or going to lose something if they're not showing up as usual. Do you want to talk more about
this? Huge awareness coming up in Jonah's universe when you said that.
Awesome.
I'm just announcing it.
It would just be only your universe, though, Jonas. Nobody else.
But
I'm
not going to tell you unless you ask me about it.
So it's a drum. It's a drum roll right now, Jonas. It's a drum roll. Are you ready? Okay. Yay, Jonas.
Yeah. No. What I realized when Susanna said that about how we're looking for that usual thing, etc., as well, and everything being as usual, and if it's the same as before, and you know, we feel safe and whatever else we feel, and in control. But I also realized when you said that how much we probably, in a lot of times, are creating from that or towards that, based on that. If we would choose to have the same, that would almost be like we already have chosen the right choice.
Mm. Yeah.
It would almost be like proving to ourselves that, oh, I'm choosing this again, unconsciously or consciously, so that must be right. It's almost like we have already decided this is right, and now I'm proving it.
Right.
Yes.
So, wow. So everything that brought up, and where would you do that? Can we destroy and uncreate that?
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, good or bad, put and put all nine shorts, boys, and beyonds. Holy moly.
The energy of proving is when you think actually that the opposite of is true and you don't want it to be so, and so you try to prove that it isn't, and it just traps you. And you talk about getting sucked backwards down a rabbit hole. That's a quick one to go down.
Mm-hmm. So what have you made so vital? Right. So what have you made so vital about creating as usual that keeps you from creating different? And everything that is, times a godzillion, will you please destroy and uncreate it?
Yes.
Right, wrong, good, bad, pot, pock, all night, and shorts, boys, and yawns. It's like when you really, we make this vital, life important to create as usual, rather than go for different. Go for different, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, and what would it take for us to have that space where we create different, greater, and from possibilities instead of what we know, not knowing wise, but know because we recognize it, because it's familiar, it's usual.
Yeah,
well, go ahead.
No, it's just, it sounds like I made a grammatical, terrible mistake, because my first language is not English, because I said different instead of differently, but that is actually on purpose, because different is really a change, you know, like energetically. You know, differently is like the small change that people allow, where it's a little bit like usual, just a little change. It's like, you know, for most people, change is changing underwear. That's the biggest change they allow. But everything else is too much, or you change your, you know, cut your hair or whatever. But it's different, not differently. We want to go for really different, not just a little different.
See.
Right.
We.
Concur.
Concur. And this thing about not going for really different and just going for a teeny little bit or not at all, it's, we talk about like functioning from a pat hand, like in English. What that means is that you know this is the way it is, this is the way it's been, and this is the way it's always going to be, and you just shut yourself off to all the possibilities that match the energy of what you'd actually like to create in the world. And yesterday, it for the three of us, it was where it's like the rubber meets the road, you know. You can either choose that and be, you know, go down that rabbit hole, or actually use the tools. And doors open up that are like phenomenal. And then to go, oh, and what else is possible? Oh, and what else? And what else? And what else? Instead of, oh, here, this is it, right? But to like, yeah. It's almost like to ride the wave.
With
ride
the
wave.
Woo. Ride the wave.
Woo-hoo. I have a funny story regarding rubber.
I have to tell it.
Hang
on, everybody, listeners. Just take a moment and indulge in the fact that Susanna now is going to tell us a story about rubber. It's like,
right,
you're so free
no,
to go visual,
story.
Do whatever you want. Okay, now she's judging my visuals as judgments. Okay, so continue.
So where did drum rolls, Jonas? I gave you drum rolls before. Thank you. So just going to say, my funny stories are usually just funny for me, just to prepare yourself. So I was 16, coming from Austria to Houston, Texas, just learned English and high school moment. And I was asking for what I've learned the English word is for a rubber, which is something you use to, when you wrote something with a pencil and you want to erase it, you use a rubber, and this is something I learned as a word in my English course in Austria. So here I was, 16 years old, innocent as they come, and I was asking, I was making a mistake. I was saying to a boy, you know, do you have a rubber for me? And he was bursting into laughter, and I'm like, I got red in my face. I'm like, why is this man laughing at me? I used my English so well. And then afterwards, I got the explanation. So this was my funny story. All right,
was
ladies.
Not even as good as mine was in my universe.
I know I'm talking funny stories. I'm gonna practice. Cool. So we've come to the end of our first segment, dear listeners, and we'll be having a little break, and we'll be back in a couple of minutes for more of us. So see you, hear you soon.
What if you could find out what brilliance is hiding behind what this reality calls insanity? What if every wrongness is a strongness? What if the things that are called depression, anxiety, ADHD, bipolar, autism, and every other diagnosis are actually hiding an ability not yet discovered? I, Susanna Mittermeier, have been discovering this in my work as a clinical psychologist, meeting countless of patients. What if you could change what is supposedly only handled over a lifetime and with medication, with tools and questions instead? Join me for a three-part telecall about this starting October 1st, or at any of the worldwide classes coming up. For more information, go to www.susannamittermeier.accessconsciousness.com.
What if there's nothing wrong with you? What if you're far greater than you've ever given yourself credit for? What if it's time to know the gift and the contribution you are to the world, and to like yourself a lot more? Hi, my name is Dane here. 13 years ago, I started to truly ask questions. Actually, I started to be the question, and everything changed for me. Asking questions opens doors to infinite possibilities. And it's not about finding the answer. It's about being the question. Always. What I'm inviting you to step into is something that Einstein, Marie Curie, Newton, Da Vinci, Gandhi, Picasso, and Aristotle all knew to be true. What if no question is too big or too small? What if anything is possible for you? What if together we could create a kinder, gentler, happier world? Is now the time? Go to beingyouclass.com and sign up for a free video series, My Gift to You. Beingyouclass.com. What if you, truly being you, are the gift and change this world requires? Beingyouclass.com.
You are listening to Beyond Saying Thank You. presented by Access Consciousness. To join in today's conversation, call us toll-free in North America at 1-888-346-9141. That's 1-888-346-9141. Or send an email to radio@beyondsayingthankyou.com. Now, back to Beyond Saying Thank You.
So welcome, everybody, to Beyond Saying Thank You. My name is Susanna Mittermeier, and I am here with wonderful, amazing Anne Maxwell and stunning Jonas Svensson. And isn't this nice? Great introduction. Are you happy?
It's getting better.
Very
better.
Happy. It's getting better and better, yeah.
And how does it get any better? What is she going to say for the next segment, ladies and gentlemen?
Stick around.
Exactly, stick around. So we have a very special show today, number one, because we are all three of us in one show, and second thing is this is actually our last show as in this format. So we were just talking about, you know, when you think things come to an end and how terrible that is and how you can lose things and when things are not as usual in your life and start to change, what that brings up in people. And how about allowing things to actually change as a contribution to you rather than holding on to what was and has been in your life as though that is more right than the change you could invite? Oh, that's rhyming. How does it get any better than that? Cool. So on that note, so, you know, when you look through your life, Jonas and Anne, and like the things that changed, and we were talking about things that really change. They show up different than you think they will show up. So when you look through your life, so you know, what can you share with the listeners? What tools? What awareness is when things changed and showed up different in your life than you thought they would?
Oh, I would love to share one, because this one is kind of a big. You know, you go through life, or you walk through life, or I don't know what you do through life, but you live your life in a fun way or a boring way.
Sometimes you run through it.
Yeah, like live or dead. But
sometimes you waltz through life.
Your life goes on.
You waltz through life.
This is all about your life. But, you know, sometimes you make choices that really changes your whole future, and sometimes you just make choices that seems to just change thing, and when you look back, you have a more reference or some sort of definition of if it was creating a big change or a small change, whatever that now means. But so this was a really big thing, because I chose to quit my job, and I had a really good job as a category manager working with marketing. The right position, the right title, the right car, the right salary. I wasn't happy with the salary, but it was good. It wasn't right. It wasn't right enough. I'm just saying, like, but it's not really not. It's really not easy to pay me the right amount. Anyway, side story. So, I chose to quit that job because I just felt like this is not enough for me, and. To be honest, like, I had been wondering for 2 years if I was going to do that, but I had no conclusion or answer or idea what I was going to do instead, so I stopped myself. And then one day, I made it anyway, and okay, so side note, I'm not recommending everybody to go and quit their jobs tomorrow, just side note. But anyway, so I did quit my job, and I had no clue what would show up. I could probably have presented some ideas of what I thought I was going to do. And I can tell you, I'm not doing anything of those things. And it doesn't look like anything I would have ever imagined or dreamt of or cutting on describing for anybody back then. We're only talking like 5 years ago, maybe seven, I don't know. But it's like, it's not a lifetime since, but it's really nothing in my life that is the way that I would have thought back then. That's funny.
Yeah. Yeah. And Jonas, when you did that, like when you chose, did it rearrange stuff for you. It just seems to me that when I choose, other doors open up, and doors that used to be open, it's not even that they're closed. I don't even see them anymore. They don't even draw me.
No, you're totally correct. I mean, it rearranged everything. But the funny part is, like, it rearranges things over time as well. Like, all the choices you make, they will create a wave for, this is almost like another tool / awareness, guys. Hey, I'm just pointing it out.
Drum roll.
Every choice you make, small or big, they create waves that more or less never ever ends up waving. That's funny. That would be my Swedish. Your waves never ends up waving. But they never
And the wind is winding.
Exactly. The wind is winding. See?
And the wave is
and
waving.
And the rain is raining. See? And the snow is snowing.
And the snow is snowing. And
it's very logical. Exactly. It's very logical.
And it's funny. Right? Uh-huh.
but they really never end up being that way. They might be stronger or less stronger the longer time it goes, but all those waves start to basically affect and create something and rearrange things for your whole future, more or less. Like, they more or less never stop, which is not something that you would contemplate on when you're in the moment of choosing something, you know?
But the thing that I like, the tool really is, or maybe just the awareness, is choice creates. Mm-hmm. And I work a lot with kids, and one of the things that kids really get when I say to them is the choice that you make today is creating your future. And I'm not saying you shouldn't choose this. What if you could ask every time you choose, what's this going to create? And is this something, is this a future I would like to have? They like shift like totally. And so back to choice creates. Yeah, and the waves go on forever and ever and ever. Like mine was when I worked in Washington, D.C. in national politics for years. And then I chose to go to graduate school to get a degree so that I could work with kids. And when I chose to do that, it's the energy of being in grad school and the future that opened up for me was something that was so huge that all the political stuff that I'd been involved in before, a lot of it I didn't even see anymore. And when it did come up, when they were actually opportunities, you know, to do a lot of the same stuff I've been doing, it's like, no, thank you. And so I chose this that I didn't know what it was going to be like. I moved from Washington to Denver. And blah, blah. Here I am.
and here you are.
And here I am, yeah. It was huge, 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 huge.
But now I know better than I did then. Back then. Like, I have a greater knowing of that it will actually never show up as you thought, which took us into this topic. And just recently I had a person wanting me to more or less like define something that what I wanted to do or what we wanted to do like in 6 months from now. And it was a fairly big choice too. And the other person wanted the choice 100% totally from what is now. And I just told that person, yeah, we need to look at the awareness from what is now. And what is now is an awareness, but you also have to be aware of that everything might look totally different in 6 months. Like, honestly, we don't even know if we're alive, like, really. Like, we don't know cognitively what we'll be like in 6 months, so take that into consideration when you make your choice, too. But not from stopping you from making a choice, but don't try to define that, oh, I would like to have this in 6 months too, because that's how it is now. Like, I want to have a glass of wine now, and ask me again in 10 seconds. Maybe I don't want it anymore, you know?
The thing that you just said was cognitive. It's none of this is cognitive that we're talking about.
Mm.
It's just not. And that's that space that Susanna, like, you've been so eloquent talking about. Like, we've all been talking about. It's not cognitive. You can't think yourself in and out of any of this stuff. And if you do, that's one of those big rabbit holes that works really fast, just sucks you right back down. Bam! And then it's like, oh, here I am again.
Yeah.
Here I
am.
It's so cool
in the rabbit hole.
In the rubber hole, you said.
Rabbit.
That's what you heard. Hang on, listener, because we're just seconds from where she's going to announce that rubber is made of rabbit.
And that, after years of Catholic girls' school, I'm so sorry, my parents, really, if you listen to this, I'm so sorry. changing direction, by the way.
I wouldn't be anything of what I am without you contributing
without
to
you.
That. Thank
you.
Exactly. It works every time. How does it get any better? Even if they know they're being manipulated, it works.
They still love it.
Absolutely. Everybody loves it.
Yeah.
Really, it totally works. So like, changing directions is one of the things that actually came up when you were talking. It's like, when you don't make things, give them an answer or think they should show up in the way or this way or that way, then you actually can change directions in every moment, right? Mm-hmm. And this gives you this freedom of not having to, it's like we're so extremely entrained and trained to come up with an answer and be fast with this and come up with a conclusion and be really, really fast with this rather than letting things evolve. Because it really takes time. If you ask a question of what else is possible, it's just that easy question. Basically the whole universe rearranges itself. The quantum entanglements start to get to work. They're like, oh, we have a new job. Great. Now what does she or he would want from us? And then they start to work for you. But, you know, it really takes a little time, and you got to have that patience for the universe to actually have a chance to contribute to you. And this is something I, you know, really, really, really worked on so much, on that patience thing, and not rushing things, not pushing things into existence, and also coming from a German-speaking country where you just really train to be super efficient, and then learning to go and, like, you ask for something and you want to listen to what shows up. And I know it's so funny because we just, you know, we're in Costa Rica with the founder of Access Consciousness, and I really got this because he was talking about this and we had a conversation about this. It's really asking for it and then listening to what's in front of you, listening to the awareness that's coming from every question you ask. And that's so, so easily missed. And it's so funny because Anne was, she was writing down the processes during that class, and she was sending me that process on Skype afterwards. And I love you for that because it was so brilliant. She's like, oh, this one is for her. Thank you very much. Brilliant. And I've been running it and over and over. And it really gave me this awareness of, wow, maybe listening is great. Maybe not rushing things into existence is really cool. So let me see. I actually found it here. Maybe we want to, because I talk about a process, I'm sure you guys want to know which one it is.
Yeah, go for it.
So how many of you use not listening as a way of being unaware enough to keep your slimy reality as your reality? And everything that is, times a godzillion, will you destroy and ungrade it?
Yes.
Right, wrong, good, bad, pot, dog, all nine shirts, poisons. I love it because it's fun too. So one more time, how many of you use not listening as a way of being unaware enough to keep your slimy reality as your reality? And everything that is, times a godzillion, will you please destroy and ungrade it? Right, wrong, good, bad,
yes.
Pot, pock, all nine shirts, boys, and girls. First time I read it, I read slimmy reality, like slim, and then, oh no, it's slimy. It's like the little slimy I had when I was a kid, you know, the different color, and it was the slimy substance or something you could just throw on the floor, and it could make, you know, change form and shift form, and everybody thought, oh, it's so disgusting. I loved my slimy. So now I got a slimy process. How does it get any better?
How does it get any better?
Did you have a slimy too, Jonas?
I'm always slimy. Don't you know? Haven't you noticed? You haven't noticed?
True.
Yeah. I'm always slimy, and I'm proud of it.
I'm slimy, and I know it.
But I have to tell you, in the coolest way.
Of course. Of course, Jonas.
Oh, I love how we changed direction from super profound to super slimy. We are just
slimy.
This is how you can change direction in every 10 seconds, you know? Every choice just has to last 10 seconds.
Well, and here's
the... Don't tell them that.
Don't tell them how fun it is, right?
How much fun it is.
No, it's not fun. Like, Gary talks about play as the energy of creation. And so it's almost, what if when you change directions and you create something different, it could be playful and easy and fun? What if it doesn't have to be blood, sweat, and tears, and woo, we're going to miss you, woo, like all that, right? And you can do that, but just know you're doing it.
Exactly.
At least enjoy it.
Because if you're doing it, you actually still are the leader of your creation and your choices. Like, because you're doing it and you're totally aware of what you're doing and what it's creating. And either you're doing it for fun or to destroy your life, but it's still you that are the leader of it. But if you're doing it just from that energy of like, I'm just being stupid and retarded because I have decided that I'm going to ignore that I'm blah, blah, blah. That's not where you want to go.
Right.
Totally. So wonderful. I love the conversation. We have fun and changing direction and profound. We are just awesome. So how do we get any better in that? And we will after these messages. So hear you soon.
What if the world doesn't function the way we've been told? What if we truly can bend the laws of physical reality? What if we can end limitation? What if weird were the coolest thing you could be? And what if it's time for a totally different reality? Are you ready to create it? Are you ready to dream as big as you dare? Hi, my name is Dane here. 13 years ago, I started to truly ask questions. Actually, I started to be the question, and everything in my life changed for me. This is your invitation to step into something that Einstein, Marie Curie, Newton, Da Vinci, Shakespeare, Gandhi, Galileo, and Aristotle all knew to be true. It's not about the answer. It's about being the question, always. It's about truly being you, whatever that looks like, and changing this world. Is now the time? Start by signing up for a free video series at beingyouclass.com. That's beingyouclass.com. What if you are the gift and the change this world requires? Beingyouclass.com. Hey everybody, this is Dr. Dane here, and I would like to invite you to an adventure in being. I've just written and finished a new book known as Being You, Changing the World. Are you one of those dreamers? One of those people who's always known that other possibilities should be available but haven't yet been able to see them be created? Well, I wrote this book for you. In it, you'll find tools, processes, and unique perspectives to change the things you've always wanted to change but didn't know how. In it, you'll find an invitation to a different possibility for a way that we can be in this world that changes not only our lives, but by being us, allows us to contribute to changing everything planet-wide that doesn't work. Are you aware that truly great people, truly being them, is the only thing that has ever created a great change on this planet? Are you willing to step up? Are you willing to be one? Check out a copy of my new book, Being You, Changing the World. I invite you to go to beingyoubook.com for a free gift.
You are listening to Beyond Saying Thank You, presented by Access Consciousness. To join in today's conversation, call us toll-free in North America at 1-888-346-9141. That's 1-888-346-9141. Or send an email to radio@beyondsayingthankyou.com. Now, back to Beyond Saying Thank You.
So welcome, everybody, to Beyond Saying Thank You in the last segment of this show, the last segment of the show. Can you believe it? My name is Susanna Mittermeier, and we have here Anne Maxwell and Jonas Svensson, all three of us in one show today, all three hosts, on our last show in the last segment, guys. Oh my God,
yay!
We can do so much drama right now. And we can, and if we do, we enjoy it, and what else is possible beyond it? And we've been talking about this now, this whole show, about everything that comes up for people when things come to an end, when things change, and, you know, what's possible when you invite and allow things to show up different. Not just differently, even if it's grammatically perfect. We're not about perfection. So when you allow things to show up different than you thought they do, like really big, huge changes in your life, like we're so trained, and most people love, like trained to control change, control things that should show up in a certain way, rather than allowing things to be out of control, out of form, structure, significance, linearity, where actually your life living in reality can be an adventure rather than something you complete in a very, very perfect way, right? Wow.
Whoa. Wow.
Yay. Mm.
So how many people were told as kids, get control of yourself, right?
That's what,
when you said that, that's what flashed
in
my head.
Oh, gosh. Yeah,
oh,
control yourself.
And control
I
yourself.
I still remember, because I was totally, like, wild. Like, totally.
Really? No, Jonah.
Really?
Like,
hard to imagine.
I was totally wild. I remember when we were going to, you
not?
Know, go on dinner,
change people and
stuff.
He's changed his ways.
I remember when we were going to go to dinner. Oh, that's true. So 10 minutes before we were going to go to dinner, my mother dressed me up in some nice clothes because I had to, you know, represent the family in a good way. So they would judge me as a mother. You know how it is. You know how it goes. And 10 minutes, I can tell you, she learned the lesson after a couple of years. We dressed me last, and then we put me in the car directly, period. Otherwise, I was climbing a tree or playing soccer goalkeeper in an earthquake or something, you know. That was
right?
She learned a lesson, though.
Uh-huh.
Oh, that's so cute. That's so funny. I remember, like, the words that were told me were, behave, if I translated from German. So, like, behave, little girl or something. And
behave yourself, right?
Behave yourself, right. And this is what I heard so much. And sometimes, you know, they didn't even have to say it. It's just there in the universe, and there's this certain look, right? And they would call me. There was a certain nuance they would use in my name, Susanna. And then I knew, oh, trouble, trouble, trouble. So I was, you know, trained to be a good little girl, at least try to pretend so. And then there was this one, like, also family dinner. And I have no idea how old I was. And there was this moment where it just, and, you know, where you're trained to sit upright and sit straight at dinner table. And I just laid down on the table and saying, I'm too tired to behave right now. And the whole family started to laugh and realize, like, oh my God, this must, like, be so stressful for kids, like, to behave all the time. Like, really,
right?
What if it's time to be wild now and be out of control, out of linearity, out of form, structure, and it doesn't have to look the way you're just going to rage against things or defend against things, but really allow yourself and your creations to be out of control, what it actually can be fun and adventurous, right?
That would be awesome.
Awesome. Yeah. And the out of control is stepping out of the pat hand. I got kicked out of a lot of things. I got kicked out of school when I was in the fourth grade. I got sent home because I couldn't keep my mouth shut. And I don't know. And I got kicked out of Sunday school. I got kicked out of a lot of stuff. And I was told that it was because I was out of control. So for all our listeners who've identified being out of control with being kicked out of stuff, you just trying to, and being punished, you just trying to create that.
Yeah.
I will.
right around get that online podcast shirt, Boys and Yannas, because this is something different that we're talking about.
It is.
What are we talking about? Let's talk more about this.
What are we talking about, Anne?
being out of control. Like, being out of control is what if it doesn't mean punishment? What if it means that you, what we were talking about at the beginning, like you don't have a pat hand. And just because it has been doesn't mean that it is anymore and that it's going to be in the future. When you erase all the reference points that you have to the past, this is the way it's been, this is the way it is, and this is the way it's going to be, the only way you can live your life is in choosing, is in choice, right? Mm. And so what if that's what being out of control is just simply choosing? And then when you choose, there's an energy that's created, and then you get to say, oh, change of plans, I'm going to choose something else, or awesome, and what else is possible here, and what else, right?
Yeah.
Yes, totally.
I love it's that.
Yeah. Not, me too, and it's this way you don't have to worry anymore whether you fit into the box.
Yes.
Where you like,
that's what, right.
Like, yeah, so where you don't have to fit into what people expect you to do or be, and then if you don't fit into that, you make yourself wrong, or you're right if you fit into that box. Like so many people, like people have all the time projections, expectations, separations, judgments, rejections of everybody around them, including themselves. And then you are aware of that, and then you try to fit in. And if you fit in, you're right. If you don't, you're wrong. And this is where you keep yourself in control, and you do the same with your creations, your projects, your business, your whatever you create, you know, whether it's a garden or a business or a song, and, you know, if it fits people's expectations, you are right. If it doesn't, you are so wrong. And you can choose, do I want to be right or wrong today, ladies and gentlemen? And you get to pick, right?
Right?
And that just drives us crazy.
Oh,
that was my I don't like my American talk. I'm proud.
There you go.
I think your American talk is awesome, Susanna.
Thank you.
Whoop whoop.
The American talk. It's a new thing. This is where you heard it first. We're now adding something called American talk.
American talk. It goes,
So tell me, Anne, what are you extremely, extremely, extremely grateful for?
I am so grateful for everything in my life. I'm so grateful for you guys. I'm going to cry. Somebody else talk. It's like, it's amazing what we've created together. Our numbers on the show have been amazing. That we've been getting between, 15,000 and 25,000 listeners every month. And I'm so grateful for everybody out there who's listened. And whether you say anything to us or not, thank you. And thank you for the energy that you've contributed and all the pictures you sent us about the topics that you would like us to do. Like all of that. Thank you so, so much. And I'm so grateful for access and for the tools and for the doors that started opening up yesterday and continue to open. Sheesh.
And it's sheesh. And when you say that, and like really the connection with so many people worldwide and the knowing.
Right.
What we together are changing, and even if it, you know, we don't have any, like, yes, we have the numbers and we know people worldwide are listening to this, and beyond that, like, you know, beyond saying thank you, beyond that, what this is changing in the world. And for me, it's acknowledging that. It's like we can perceive the energy of what every single show and all of the shows together with so many people worldwide, and all of us have created and are creating and will continue to create. Even if the show like this will come to an end, there's an energy we are creating that will create and continue create for the future. And it's an energy we are aware of, and it's not tangible, it's not judgeable, it's not visible, but it's an awareness we have, and acknowledging that we actually are planting seeds that create more for the world and more for the future is something that goes, like, it really opens up my heart. It really opens up my whole universe of, wow. And you know, you can, as a listener, go, so what if I use this and get inspired by this for my life? And go and acknowledge, if you ask, so what am I actually creating now and for the future that I haven't acknowledged? And there's no feeling to it. It's an awareness of an energy that is so light, and that when you acknowledge it, you can actually get to have a glimpse of that you are such a contribution to this planet now and for the future, and it gives such a contribution to everything you're creating. And this is something I'm extremely, extremely grateful for. Yeah, and go.
And what if you can acknowledge that? Like, the piece that I left out is just something that I've begun to play with recently, but I'm also so grateful for me.
Yeah. You should
I've
be.
I've been good at being grateful for everybody else.
Yeah.
So it's a whole different deal. And so all the listeners out there, what if you can be grateful for you too and begin to acknowledge that, right?
Mm.
Yeah, and I think
and have
that
vulnerability with you.
Yeah.
Have that vulnerability with you, that intimacy with you, where you like yourself so much that you're willing to receive everything and judge nothing, a.k.a. consciousness.
Right.
But just that awareness, that tool, if you would just start asking you some questions around and about what would it take for you to be grateful for you, that would change your whole universe, your whole structure of how you're functioning. Everything in your system and in your universe would just start to change if you started to ask that question.
Yep.
Yeah, it does.
Or
yeah,
at least it will start changing when you start being it as well. Then it will explode. Huh.
Yeah. There's gratitude. There is no place for judgment. There is no need for judgment. And there's this whole awareness that you have choice in every moment. Like, really, if you know that you have choice in every moment, what is possible for you? What can you invite beyond your wildest dreams and imagination? Yeah. Whoop. We just fried ourselves.
Yeah. Huh? We did just fry ourselves. Oh, my God.
Yeah. Wow.
Yes, we did, for sure.
So, you guys, what are you grateful for?
What you just said. Like,
Yeah.
That is, like, what you just said and the way you said it, I mean, I think it says it all. Like,
cool.
Yeah.
Just, when you reach the level, which I do rarely, occasionally, sometimes, where I am as grateful for me as I am for others, that's actually when I get to really acknowledge and feel and sense and perceive and be how grateful I am for others.
So can I just read something from a class that we were at recently about that Gary said, mm-hmm. when you push down the barriers to you, what happens is your heart opens up, your whole life opens up, and you're available for yourself, but you're also available for others as well. And then he said, when you put down, this is what Jonas was just talking about, when you put down the barriers to yourself, you can say, I've achieved this. and how can I make this go further? And how can I get more? And how can I create something greater because of what I'm aware of? That's what we're talking about.
Wow. Available for you, available for the world. And what more is possible? Wow. Whew. Yes. Yeah. So, my friends, this is actually the end of this show. This is the end of, you know, how beyond saying thank you has been for this, for this segment and what else is possible. As we said, we don't know what's going to show up in the future. We just know that awesomeness is going to show up in the future, however it shows up, because that's the choice we're making. And what if this is a demand you guys, you listeners, can have for you? Not how it shows up, but that awesomeness and phenomenon shows up for you now and for the future beyond your wildest dreams and imaginations. We are beyond grateful for you. We are Anne Maxwell, Jonas Vincent, and Susanna Mittermeier, and it's been a blast being with you guys. And thank you, listeners, for being. Thank you for contributing. And we're sending you huge kisses and hugs.
Kisses and kisses and kisses. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye. Thank you for listening to Beyond Saying Thank You. Join us again next Tuesday at 12 noon Pacific Time on the Voice America Empowerment Channel. Be sure to check out accessconsciousness.com to find out more about us and about Access. Thanks again for listening to the preceding program brought to you on the Voice America Empowerment Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit VoiceAmericaEmpowerment.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit VoiceAmerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the preceding program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.